Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
I am so excited to finally do this. I'm going to share with you my review of the top 3 walking pads. It's something I've been saying I'm going to do for a long time. I wanted to use all 3 of them. I wanted to make sure that I had a very sound understanding of which one is my favorite and why. I'm going to cover with you the warranties, which one's the safest in my opinion, durability, how loud are they, can you use them in an apartment, could you use them at work. I'm going to talk to you about how much weight that they can hold, how heavy they are for you to transport, are they easy to store, can you use them on carpet, can you use them on wood, can you use them on tile. I'm going to talk to you about the safety of them and which one is my overall favorite. So if you're in the market to get in more steps, you need a walking pad. Even if it's just for another room in your house or maybe one for the office, I'm telling you, a walking pad is going to change the game when it comes to your health. And today I'm going to help you figure out how to buy a really inexpensive, very affordable walking pad so that you can get in your extra steps. All right, let's get to it. Now, if you already own a treadmill and you're thinking to yourself, why would I need a walking pad? Let me tell you, your big treadmill isn't movable, probably. It like stays in the garage or stays in your exercise room. But what if you had a walking pad that you could just slide under the couch, and instead of doing Netflix and chill, you did Netflix and walk? Work with me. If you're a busy mom, sometimes getting in your exercise, getting your extra steps is really difficult to do. With a walking pad, you can move it into just about any room of the house, or you could even drag it outside with an extension cord and set it up and walk while your kids are swimming in the pool or playing on the playground set. I mean, if you know me, you know I don't go in water because every part of me is water soluble and it would all just like melt away. I'm melting, melting, melting. But I do love the ocean and I like getting some vitamin D, so yeah, I do sometimes drag my walking pad outside with an extension cord and just get in like 30 minutes by the ocean. It's beautiful, it's lovely, and it's funny. I mean, at $150, how can you go wrong? All 3 treadmills that I'll be reviewing today are under $150, which is crazy. I went with the Deer Run Mini, the Arrivo, and the Home Hub. Now, all 3 are slightly different, and they each have things that I like about them and didn't like about them. By the end of this episode, you will know which one is my favorite and some alternatives. Now, if you're willing to spend a little bit more money, like even up to $300, there are some nicer features that are made by all of these companies. But again, I wanted something that was super affordable for those of you who are like just thinking about spending this money, or maybe you're considering bringing one. You already have a treadmill or a walking pad at home, but you need another one, like maybe at the office or in another room in your home. So this is a super affordable option. I cannot believe, I mean, I really liked all 3 of these, but I can't believe how great they work. And even for someone who's really a much taller, heavier person, such as my husband, who's 6'1", and even on the mini, if he's not taking a super long stride, the walking pad works well.
Did you know that magnesium benefits type 2 diabetes, helps to lower blood pressure, has countless anti-inflammatory benefits, reduces insulin resistance, can improve symptoms of PMS, asthma, heart arrhythmias, high blood pressure, muscle cramps, and hormone-related mood swings? Without a doubt, magnesium is an essential supplement that most of us should be taking. The question is the source that you're using reputable? Try the magnesium supplement that I use. It has 7 different strains of magnesium. It's the highest quality you can obtain. Listen, based on my research, Magnesium Breakthrough is the ultimate magnesium supplement because it offers a full spectrum of all 7 types of magnesium. This supplement is specifically formulated to reach every tissue in your body. Bioptimizer is spelled bioptimizers.com/Shalene. Right now, not only do you get 10% off when you use promo code Shalene, but they'll also give you a gift with purchase up to 2 travel size bottles of Magnesium Breakthrough. So take advantage of that quickly. This is a limited time offer depending on when you're listening to this. Again, bioptimizers.com/Shalene. Don't forget to use code Shalene for your 10% off. As always, the links are in our show description. First, I want to say that a walking pad does take some getting used to. Like, I'm recording this right now on my walking pad. I'm not looking down at my walking pad. But when I first started using the walking pad, like I'd say the first 2 times when I walked for about 30 minutes, I had this sensation that I was going to fall off. Even though it's just as wide as many treadmills, there's something about the fact that there was no handle to hold on to. It's almost like a sensory thing, like you feel like you're going to fall off. I don't know if you've ever walked on something that's very narrow and on either side of you was like a cliff. And even though it's wide enough, you still have the sensation that you're gonna fall. So it does take some getting used to. Now, if you're someone who struggles with their balance, I would highly recommend the Home Hub because it does come with this handle. And the handle makes it so much easier for you to kind of relax and know that you're not gonna fall off or step in the wrong place. I really also love, for that reason, the Urevo. It has these orange pieces of like tape on the sides so that even when you're looking straight ahead, you still can kind of see where you are in your peripheral vision and you won't as likely lose your balance. Now, you certainly could add that reflective tape to either the other 2 models, and you could certainly add some type of a desk over top of your walking pad. And just by placing one hand on the desk, you're going to be able to maintain your balance. And I think that's really important because it's not about you're pumping your arms using one of these walking pads. These are not designed to be jogged on or even to be going at like a really high rate of speed. These walking pads are truly designed for you to get an extra step. So yes, it's activity, but I wouldn't buy a walking pad with the intention of, especially one that's under $150, with the intention of like, oh, this is the one that I'm gonna walk at my most brisk pace for hours and hours. Like, no, I think these are great for you to get in your extra steps, working or walking at a moderate pace while you're doing something else, while you're watching TV, while you're working on your laptop, while you're scrolling social media. Let's talk about the Deer Run Mini first. So first up is the Deer Run Mini. Now, I will say on the website, it said it was 42 inches long and 20 inches wide, but I did not find that to be the case. My measurements of it came out to be, 15.5 inches wide and just 36 inches long. It is about 4 inches high. So this was by far the smallest of the 3. It is under 40 pounds. It supports, however, 265 pounds of weight. Now, Brett did not want to go on this one. He's like, no way. No, that's too small. It's too small. But eventually, I did convince him to go on it. He did go on it. This one only goes up to 3.8 miles per hour. And he said, okay, I'm going to go on it as long as I can go nice and slow. He did feel like his foot was kind of coming off the end of it. And to be honest, I also felt like, at least I was thinking the whole time, like this one is smaller, this one is shorter, and I've got a very long stride, so I wasn't comfortable with the length of this one, but I have other friends who have this one, and they love it because they don't take as long of a stride. Deer Run by far has the best customer support, and it comes with a 2-year warranty. Now, in terms of horsepower, it's 2.25 horsepower. Like I said, they have a 24-hour hotline. They have a 60-day risk-free trial, which is really great.
I found it to be very quiet. I found all three of them to be almost equally quiet. I mean, not to, I guess, spoil anything. There's one that's a little bit louder. We'll get to that in just a second. It was very easy to set up. It's just as simple as taking it out of the box, plugging it in. It's got this really nice remote that makes it super safe. Oh, here's the thing I did like about Deer Run. I mean, I guess most people would say Deer Run is a more reputable brand. We're going to get to one more that's a very reputable brand as well. But it does have this app that allows you to keep track of things like your exercise data, like how many steps you did while you were on it. It's got some free training courses, and they also offer like online competitions if that's something that you're into. It's like an app that comes with the Deer Run treadmill. It's called the PitPat app. I love the Deer Run. I think it's a great company. If you've got the money, if it's in the budget, I would do one of their upgraded models of the Deer Run. One of the questions I'm always asked is, what is your favorite bra? My go-to favorite bra at the moment is Honey Love. I discovered it when I heard one of my favorite podcasters talking about it, and I'm so excited that we invited them to be a show sponsor, and they said yes. That's good news for you because you get a huge discount. Especially thankful for Honey Love because there is nothing worse than being in a bra that feels like you are absolutely suffocating. You don't need to do that. Honey Love has revolutionized the bra and shapewear game. So you can say goodbye to really uncomfortable underwires or like fabrics that squeeze you too hard and give you rolls where you don't need them. Honey Love's bras feature supportive bonding that it's hard to explain, but it just eliminates the need for underwire. It gives you all the support you need, all the lift that you need without being completely uncomfortable. They're so soft. You're not going to want to take this bra off. You can literally sleep in it. Not that I recommend that, but you can sleep in it and you're going to immediately feel and see the difference. So go give yourself the gift of comfort and take advantage of this huge discount. Treat yourself to the best bras, the best shapewear on the market. Get 20% off site-wide at honeylove.com/Shalene. And after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about Honey Love. And please, 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 please don't forget to tell them you heard about it here on The Shalene Show. Support the show. Tell them that I sent you. Finally, we get to ditch the underwear thanks to Honey Love. Now let me tell you what I love about the Home Hub. Okay, next up is the Home Hub, and this is the one that came with that really cool handlebar feature. Now this is not as well known of a manufacturer. I'll bet all of these are manufactured, well I know they're all manufactured in China, so you're probably getting like virtually the same companies making all of these for different brands. That's my hypothesis. But this company, this brand, did not come with any kind of warranty. Let's talk about the width. The width is also 15.5 inches. So that's pretty standard on most of these walking pads. The length of this one is 40 inches. And I don't know, just the way it was designed, it feels like a longer pad. It was nice and quiet. It feels really sturdy. Brett and I both agreed we really, really liked this one. And I'm not one of those people who ever knows where I keep my warranty stuff anyway. So like a warranty to me isn't that important. But if it is, you don't want to do this one. If it's not, I think I would go with this particular model. I think it's really nice to have this little stand and it's got a place to hold your phone. It does give you a nice readout. It's also the one that goes the fastest. Now for me, that's important because I walk fast. And this one went up to, let's see, 4.8? Yeah, I mean, it goes fast, a lot faster than the other two models. So this one was my favorite. And again, if you're someone who kind of struggles with your balance, there is a learning curve to walking on a walking pad. Unless, of course, you're putting it under a desk. If you're putting it under a walking desk or a stand-up desk, that's going to make it a little easier for you to know where you are in space. But if you don't have that, like if you just want to use this in your living room or I don't know, wherever it is you want to use it, if you're not using it under a desk, I think that this handlebar really does make a huge difference. And I bet that there are far fewer injuries when you're using that. We found that it was very comfortable. It was also nice and quiet. And this was Brett's favorite as well. And for those of you who are just listening to this episode, you're not watching this on YouTube right now, I'll describe what it is. It's got like this handlebar that wraps over the top of the treadmill. So you can kind of like place your hand on it And it's got this little tray where you can store your phone or like an iPad, which is kind of nice because you could watch YouTube videos. You could watch my YouTube videos while you're walking on your walking pad. And the video that I would recommend you watch is the one that I did where I talked about how you can get in extra steps and increase your daily activity without having to like actually be on a treadmill, like because you can't always be on a treadmill. So check out that video if you haven't or listened to that episode. I will link it below in our show notes. And last up, the Erivo. Now let's talk about the Erivo. Now I really, really like this treadmill. It is 15 inches wide and 40 inches in length. And those are by my measurements. That's not what the website says. So it is a half an inch more narrow than the other two. And I kind of felt that. I know it's only half an inch, but I kind of felt that. What I did love about this treadmill is it has these bright neon sides, almost like a reflective orange color on the sides of the treadmill. And I felt like that helped me to know where I was in space. So even when I was looking straight out in front of me and I was on this treadmill, in my peripheral, I could kind of see those orange lines, and they almost act like an orange cone. Like you feel like you're not going to fall off. You're not going to step in the wrong spot and trip and fall. Listen, all treadmills are inherently dangerous. Even if you're on like a big giant commercial gym version of a treadmill, if you step the wrong way, you're going to go down, and that's painful and awkward and potentially very dangerous. So all treadmills, all exercise comes with, you know, some degree of risk. But I think the walking treadmills, what makes them a little trickier, again, is if you don't have something in front of you, you can start to walk a little off kilter and you don't even realize it. Like I started looking around while I was recording this, and because I was recording it literally while I was walking on the treadmill, and I was kind of like thinking, what am I going to say next? And as I did that, like I almost fell off. So you do have to know where you are. You do need to keep your eyes kind of centered. And if the treadmill doesn't have a bar, then it's hard to do that. The Erivo, like I said, it has these nice orange bars, you know, the tape on the sides, and that does help you kind of know where you are. But I guess you could add that to any treadmill. Now, with all three of these brands, they all make upgraded versions. These were all treadmills under $150, super duper affordable. So if you're in the market for an under-desk treadmill or a walking treadmill, and you've got a little bit more in your budget, you want me to do a review on higher-end treadmills, I could definitely do that, but it's something you might want to look into. I believe I'm really a big fan of having the optional bar that you can pull up, especially if you're not going to be putting it under a desk. Of all the treadmills, I will say that the loudest by just a little bit was in fact the Home Hub, which ended up being my favorite. So if quiet is key for you, then you want to do the Deer Run or the Erivo, because they both were really the same in terms of decibel levels, both rated about a 45 decibel level. The Home Hub is rated at a 55 decibel level, just a little bit louder. I felt that they were all really felt quite durable. None of them felt very loud to me. As you can see, I was able to carry all three of these. So setup and storage is a piece of cake. They're all around or under 50 pounds. So pretty easy to set up, very easy to store. So simple to assemble, no assembly required, really just plug them in. Now I know you're probably dying to know which one is my absolute favorite. I really do think in terms of customer support, the Deer Run reviews are exceptional. The Deer Run Mini, however, was just too short for me. I have a pretty long stride, even for someone who's relatively short. And so I was constantly thinking that I was going to fall off it. I wasn't comfortable on it, even though it's only shorter by I don't know how many inches. I didn't care for that. But their customer service and the 2-year warranty, I think, makes that an ideal choice. If you've got it in the budget, I might suggest you go with Deer Run and get a model that has the handle. Now, if $150 is the top of your budget, I'm gonna go with the Home Hub. Even though it's an off-brand, the only downside is there's no warranty. So if this puppy breaks down or you have any problems whatsoever, you're kind of out of luck. But for the price, for the speed, because it goes so fast, because I've got a long stride, because it worked for both my husband and myself, and because of the handlebar that comes with it, I just think it's a super sturdy. It would be my overall pick if you only have $150 to spend. My second pick with only $150 to spend would be the Urivo. I think it's a great model, especially if, again, you're going to be putting it under a walking desk, which are, you know, again, low cost. That will help you to maintain your balance. And I just think it's also a high quality walking pad with really great reviews. You get a 1-year warranty, and the support so far from what I read online seems to be top notch. So those are my picks. I hope that was super helpful for you. All of them will be linked below in my show description. You can find them on the TikTok shop and Amazon. I've found that the best prices tend to be on the TikTok shop, but you know, when it comes to shipping, etc., you might want to use Amazon. So I hope that was helpful. If you enjoyed and you're trying to figure out how to get in additional steps yourself, I highly recommend you check out this episode of The Chalene Show, where I talked specifically to those of you who have a very busy lifestyle or you work in an office and you find it very difficult to get in those extra steps. You're going to check out the episode that I will also have linked in our show notes. And if you want to know more about how it is I've been able to transform my body by changing my approach to fitness and why it's so important for women who are over 40 to change the way they think about weightlifting and walking, I want to recommend this episode for you. So I'll link to those really important episodes below in our show notes. Also a playlist on some of my favorite workouts, weight training workouts, and walking workouts. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you. Make sure you're subscribed. All right, that's all for now. Mwah, mwah, bye.